Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode one of the Busy Gamer Podcast. Dusty, your host here. Welcome to the show. This is a short-formed passion project for me. I am a dad of two wonderful little girls, and I also am a passionate gamer. And I love talking about video games. I stream occasionally on Twitch, and so I'll link to that as well. This podcast is just going to be a place for me to come talk about the gaming news of the day or the week, and talk about what I've been playing, different opinions that I have on certain things going on in the industry. And so if that's something that interests you, please stick around. All right, so I'm going to start off today, and the show's going to be anywhere from, 10, 15, 20 minutes an episode, maybe shorter, maybe longer. Again, that's the beauty of a podcast. It can really be anything you want it to be. And I just hope that I can hopefully accompany you guys on your treks to work or your runs or your workouts, whatever it may be, talking about video games. So I'm going to start today talking about a game I've been playing. It's the name of the game is Rage 2. It is an open world kind of apocalyptic type game. Think Mad Max, but with guns. This game is getting a lot of hate on the internet. Not very many of the pundits on the big websites are talking very positive about the game. However, myself, I'm really enjoying it. If you come to a game like, well, not really a game like this, but if you come to this game, Rage 2, wanting a story driven game, a huge narrative that you're going to be able to invest hours into, you're really coming for the wrong thing. The best thing about Rage 2 is the way that the game feels. When I am killing what they call in the game the goons or the goon squads within the game, and I'm utilizing my shotgun and I'm hitting them in the face and it's just they're exploding, it sounds good, it looks good, the world is beautiful. Again, I like that type of universe, that type of setting. I liked the most recent Mad Max film. That's kind of, you know, that's the type of game that obviously I like. I love those types of games. And so Rage 2 kind of fit that bill for me. But unfortunately, the narrative in the story, a little lackluster. I would agree with what people are saying about that. But as far as fun factor, maybe you wait for the game to drop in price and then get it and then start playing it. Because I believe the fun factor for this game is huge. I believe that this is a game that that you can get into for a couple of hours. And I was streaming it the other day, and myself and the chat were really enjoying the different missions we would go on. So basically, think of it like any other open world game, say Horizon Zero Dawn, where you have all these places on the map that you know, need to go and clear. And then, you know, scattered around, you know, you'll have the different main story missions as well as side missions. And you go and you clear waves of mobs from different areas, things like that. There are multiple different difficulty levels. I'm playing on hard right now, and I found the difficulty to not really ratchet up that much, but it's a whole lot of fun. So kind of to end that conversation, I would say that if that's something that interests you, go pick it up. Again, a lot of people are hating on the game. I really am enjoying it. And I played Rage 1, just kind of let you know back story of that. Rage 1 was a game that was never finished. The developers admitted such. They said that the game never did get completed because they were rushed to get it out the door, and they had some developer issues, and the game was never completed. I liked that. The game enough to know that Rage 2 would probably be something worth spending money on and playing. So I am going to hopefully finish that up in the next week or two. The next thing I want to talk about is going to be that we got some news that we may be getting Luigi's Mansion 3 coming soon. I only mention that because I am a huge fan of the original to the Luigi's Mansion games. I love those games. I love that world. I love Luigi as a character. Nintendo is amping up for the summer. We are going to see some huge things dropping from Nintendo. We've got news that possibly is coming. We've got Pokemon Sword and Shield coming out in the fall, probably around October, November-ish. And then my most anticipated Nintendo game is, we got a Nintendo Direct about it, was Mario Maker 2. Mario Maker 1 was huge. I loved that game. It's going to be a huge game on Twitch. It's going to be a huge game on YouTube. It's going to be a fun game to go and create content around. And so with that being the case, I'm super excited about Super Mario Maker 2. That game, I'm definitely going to be streaming it, and I cannot wait to see kind of where that game goes. Another game that I'm going to be checking out is going to be Team Sonic Racing. Now, I'm going to be getting it on the Switch. And just a disclaimer here, if, you know, you're wanting a podcast that is severely structured and has segments, you know, one, two, and three, this is more of a, you know, an audio form that allows me to discuss, like I was having a conversation with a friend or a buddy about video games. This is kind of what this podcast is going to be. But Team Sonic Racing is an absolute definite buy for me because, I don't know, I like the whole the kart racing genre of games, and I'm super excited to see kind of the Sonic implementation. Now, I've looked at the Metacritic score of this. It looks like it's getting rather decent scores. There's some outliers out there, but anywhere from 7.5 to 8.5 out of 10 from the different review sites and whatnot. But Team Sonic Racing to me looks like it's a lot of fun, and I believe it's going to be the perfect Switch game. I really do. Like, I truly believe that it's going to be the perfect Switch game. And so I'm going to be downloading it and playing it on the Nintendo Switch. Now, it's maybe something that you, you know, don't want. And if Sonic or kart racers aren't your thing, then maybe you don't play, you know, Sonic Racer. So also another game that was premiered a couple of weeks ago was Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Breakpoint, coming out October 4th. Definitely really, really interested to see how that game and what that game is. So definitely check that out. The last thing that I want to say realistically about what's going on in the news this week is that Minecraft celebrated, I can't believe this, 15 years as a game. So the 15-year anniversary, the phenomenon that is Minecraft. Now, they did announce a new game, and I'm trying to find it now in my notes, but it's basically an AR version of Minecraft. It is a mobile game. Let's see, Minecraft Earth. Here we go. So basically, this new game is going to think Pokemon Go, but within Minecraft. So people are going to be able to build certain things within Minecraft, and then you're going to be able to be out on location and look around and see those things on your phone, on the device. Now, hypothetically, that's how they're saying that it's going to work. Now, whether or not we actually get that and how good it's going to be, I'm not sure. Personally, I'm a Potter fan, so I'm waiting on the AR game that they've been announcing and talking about, it seems like, forever. And so at the end of the day, it's one of those things to where it's like, I don't really know if I need another AR game. Pokemon Go kind of went by the wayside for me. Now, my daughter loves to watch me play Pokemon Go, and she loves to throw the Pokeball and catch the Pokemon. But for me, I play it on and off, very sporadic for me. But that's fairly normal for mobile games. That's kind of like the Animal Crossing Pocket Camp on my phone. I play it occasionally. Now that I have Stardew Valley on mobile, it's very difficult for me to find time for anything else if I do want to play a mobile game. That's just kind of where I am as far as my mobile gaming consumption. And I want to close today's episode out with a story that broke yesterday. Today, recording the show, this is, I'm not really sure exactly when you guys will be hearing this, so I don't want to say a date, but basically a couple of days ago, a story broke. A very popular streamer, Fortnite streamer, Tfue, released a statement that he was going to sue his organization, which was FaZe Clan, F-A-Z-E. I'm sure you guys have heard about this all over the internet. It's all over Twitter. If you are in any way on the pulse in gaming, you've probably already heard about this. He stated that basically they are taking 80% of his earnings, and you will need to go and seek out the kind of the actual statement that he made. But he's basically suing them. And then they came back and stated that there's a guy, Banks, FaZe Banks, he's kind of one of the owners or creators of the FaZe Clan organization. He came back and said, none of this is true. All of this is lies. And he's actually determined to prove his point. And so he's actually paying $60,000, which is, what he said they've actually made off of Tfue. And he's going to be not hosting, but paying for some more Friday Fortnite tournaments. This is a huge saga. I guess I really wanted to bring it up to say this, you know, coming from someone like me who has a very limited time to game, a very limited time to do those things, it's kind of hard for me to look at this because the numbers are so astronomical. It's saying that in one of these articles that he's making multiple millions of dollars a month. Okay, now whether or not that's true, I'm not sure. I think it probably is. At any point, he can have 60, 70K viewers in his Twitch stream, getting all kinds of donations. He's also won tons of tournaments. Again, it really speaks to where we are in the gaming industry as a whole, that these people are able to make that much money. Now, that is obviously the 0.05% of kind of of where we're at. So it's not like everyone is making that type of bank off of gaming. So interesting read. I'd at least go check it out if you're interested in that kind of thing. So this is kind of going to be the format of the show. We will kind of mold it into what it's going to be in the next few episodes. I would really appreciate it if you guys would subscribe. If you know, this type of show is something that maybe would interest you on your ride home from work or whatever it may be. As far as a schedule, I'd love to do one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, but we will see kind of how that takes fold. You can send me a voice message. You can listen to this on anchor.fm, on Apple Podcast, on Spotify. But if you go to anchor.fm, it's a really cool place that you can go and send voice messages. By the next episode, I'm going to have a place for, you know, where you can call in to give me your opinions on something I've talked about, or maybe input a story that maybe I didn't talk about in the video game industry. This is going to be a fun ride. I'm really excited about talking video games here on the podcast. My name's Dusty. You can find me over on Twitch, Dustbuster, DustBuster. I'll hopefully have all of that linked in the show notes as well. And until next time, keep on gaming.